The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
We have the difficult sugya at the end of the second parak in Yevamos of Eidei Kiyur. The whole sugya over here of when is one mechuyev, all the dinim over here that are mishum shem ram, mishum chash, mishum chshad. So one of the subjects, and it's discussed unfortunately in the Paiskim and very many tshuvas for him, is when are there enough telltale simonim of znus rechman al-tzlan where a bezdin, where a rov would be mechayiv, a husband divorces his wife. The halacha is as a klal, that if a woman is mezana, b'rotzoin, she's asura labayla. Asura labayla, asura laboyl. We'll discuss the relationship between those two yisurim soon. At what point do we consider the vados of this? At what point are we mechuyiv to machmir mishum safek? Let's say we have a suspicion. So we have the din of deraisa. Deraisa, the only thing that could ask an isha or bailo is l'cho'ira edimamish, that it was nus. Discuss in a few minutes what that means, edisnus exactly. How much edisnus is edisnus? Do they have to actually see the maisa hoiseres? It's usually not the case. Usually there's telltale signs that there was something illicit going on. People could bring a story. There could be almost foolproof signs, but to be able to see the actual mice is usually not the case. How would we ask an isha b'ayla? And then there's the, like we have in the sugya over here, Eidei Kiyur, where the edim don't actually see the znus. They see signs of something improper behavior going on. The Tosfos over here of Divrei HaMaskil Omar Rebbe, Tosfos starts on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and Tosfos discusses the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that's brought in the Tosfos is that what's called in the Gemara kolod leposik, there's a constant, what's called leposik is the subject in the Gemara, but if there's a clear rumor, more than just whispering, if there's a clear kolod leposik, a rumor is a kolod leposik. A kolod leposik is where it's a steady stream of information that says that this woman was mezana. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is would be asa her only on the boil. Meaning to say, if her husband divorced her, there's an issa deraisa on the boil. She would not be allowed to get married to the man that she conducted this illicit affair with. There's an issa deraisa boil. To be moitzi her mi bailo is a davar chomer. Over there, mi deraisa we need edim. The only other din besides the edim that we have is we have a din up in the parasha of Soita that if the husband warned her not to be miyachid herself with a certain man, so then bikinu yastiru, he was mekani, he warned her, stiru, then she was miyachid. Edim saw that she was misyachid and amokim miyuchid with this man, she becomes also. However, to be moitzi because of a kolod loy pasik, loy matzinu veloy shamanu, the issue would only be on the boil. To be moitzi mefkir, the difference is very clear. To be moitzi or mibayla is something we don't do. To ask her that she wouldn't be allowed to get married to the boil, that we could do. What's the hesper? One could say because you're being moitzi. Over here she's not married yet. Why let her get married? Well, you could say better. You could say that lebailo, there's a cheskes heter. The boil, there is no cheskes heter. Chazok is halacha that we use to paskin. But again, like we said, the halacha to asyon isha al-bailo is a davar chomer, erechor is not nemon, only two edim ksherim in a bez not nemon, mamish like being moitzi momon, or like dinei nefoshos, that is the chomer, the toik of being moitzi isha al-bailo. There's another way of explaining the difference in bal and boil, not just the fact that one has a cheskes heter, one doesn't. One is post facto and one is mechitesi, lechatchila, don't let her get married. This is probably the proper approach, is to say that the isa bal and the isa boil are cholub biyisoid. The Isser Baal is an Isser. The Isser Baal to be Moitzi and Isha Mibailo is considered a Dovish Rebbe. We have a call in Dovish Rebbe Pachs Mishnayim. To be Moitzi Momin, one needs to aid him. To get married, one needs to aid him, because to create an Isser Isha Labailo also takes to aid him. To be Moitzi and Isha Mibailo as well takes to aid him. To Aser a woman Al Boyalo is an Isser Lav. You're saying that she's not allowed to get married to him. It's only an Isser Lav. There's no chorus there. You're not breaking up an existing relationship. So that's not a Dovish, that's not a Dovish Be'erev. The problem is, not the problem, but the complication is that this type of Svora is L'chor Toli in 2 days in Tosfos at the Gimel Amud Beis. There's an Isser Labal and Isser Laboyla. When a woman is Mizana, Tumah Ksivba Karayis in the Parasha of Soita, the Gemara says, that Tumah is written in the Parasha of Baal. If an Isha becomes Asura Labal, Manisha is Mizana, she becomes Asur Labailo. Since Tumik Sivbot, like Arayis Mimela, she would become Asura to a, she would be also to her husband, she'd be also to the Yavam, to the point that she'd be have a din of an Isser Ervo, she would patur Patzora. Arayis patur Tzoras. The whole first parak is about that. The question is raised in Tosfos, what about the Isser Boil? Let's say a woman had an illicit relationship with the brother of the, with the, I'm sorry, she was Mizana with the Yavam. She thereafter, her husband divorced her, she married the brother of the Yavam. She's now in the fellas, her husband died, she fell the Yibu. She can't get married to him. She can't be Nisiyavemis to him because there's an Isser Boil. There's an Isser because he was the Boil Oleo in a previous illicit relationship. The Shaila would be, would that be considered a full Isser Erev to Patur Tzor or not? This is a Chakira of Taisus and Avgim Lamed Beis. Two Terutzim and Taisus over there. Which means that Taisus has a Chakira whether the Isser Baal and the Isser Boil, they come from the same act. The Maiser Znus assers the Baal and assers the Boil. Is that the same Isser? The Isser Boil, is it part of the Isser Baal that the Torah asked anybody involved in what went on over here? There was an affair, there was a relationship, there was something that's also. The Torah says she's not allowed to stay longer, no longer allowed to stay married to her husband. She's also not allowed to get married to the party that was involved. Well, we say no, there's two Isurim. There's one, her marriage is destroyed, her husband has to divorce her. There's an Isser Labayim, in which case, that she, to be might see her, is an Isser Davar Shebe'erev. The Isser Laboyel might only be an Isser Lav. It's not part of the parasha of the Isser Baal. That seems to be the Chakira of Tosfos and Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchos Soita, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, has a Chakira which L'chor also told in the same, shaila. We know that an Isha that was Nenso, a woman who was Nivelas, not Lutzoina, somebody Jewish was Bola, somebody raped her. The halacha is she's not Asura Labailo. She's not Asura Labailo. Is she Asura Labailo? Now, as far as the Boil is concerned, he's the same Pasha, and if anything worse, then if it was Bola Barotzen, he's also violent. There's violence besides for the Arayas. The Isser Misa would be incumbent on him, even if she was Bainis and she's Potter, it's not her fault. She tells Labailo. He would be Chayav Misa if it would be Basra. The Shaila would be, would it be an Isser Deraisa of Boil? What's the Chakira? The Chakira is whether the Isser Boil is only there when the parasha of an Isser Labayla is Kal. When a woman's marriage was destroyed, the Boil who's responsible is also us or no? There's an Isser Labal, there's an Isser Laboil. If a woman is Nivellus, the Boil is us. Nothing to do with whether her marriage is over, whether she's Asur or Labayla. One could clear a sub chakira of this Mishnah LeMelech. What would be by an Eishes Koyin? Eishes Koyin is Asura, even Lerotzoin. Over there, one would. That Isra is not Altsnismos. She's not also Labailo because she's a Rosha. There's an Isra Kuhuna. There's an Isra, extra Isra Kedusha on a Koyin not to live with a woman who is lived with illegally. The Shaila would be able to consider a boil together with that Isra of the Kohen. Look, it's two different things. One is an Isser Znus, one is an Isser Kedushas Kohuna. We'll leave that open for discussion. So the Chakir of the Mishnah LeMelech, the Chakir of the Tosfos, and the Chakir of how to explain our din of the difference between Baal and Boil in the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is l'chara all totally in the same type of concept. What we just said from Rabbeinu Tam, that we do not ask an isha l'bailo when there are no clear edim. The only time we use kol l'posik is by an isha l'bailo. The Rosh adds a startling chiddush b'shem the Bahag. He brings what's called the Gemara Makas Davov, talks about what's called Kederech HaMenachem. One sees Rechman Hatzlan, a man and a woman, in close physical contact, Kederech HaMenachem. The actual Maisa that creates the Arayas, the actual Maisa B, he does not see. It's almost impossible. It's almost not heard of. What does it mean that there are Edim on Arayas? There are Edim that see the two of them someplace. King of Hysteria, he sees two people that were warned not to be together. He sees them in a private place. It's clear what's going on. Did you see it? You didn't see it. Kederech HaMenachem, the Gemara says in Makas Davov, that with Hasra the Chayiv Misa. Says Bahag, but we won't ask the Ishul Abayla. Says the Rosh, what? Misa Chamura is worse. And we would ask her, we would kill the two of them quicker than we would ask for Labayla. How could that be? The Achronim that explained Rabbeinu Tam, the Bahag, want to explain. The Bahag was talking over there only with Hasra. Hasra means that there was somebody there, Toichid Edim, somebody there, Ba'isim, and two Edim, two Kosher Edim, that warned them, don't be Bola, because you'll both be Chayiv Misa, and they did it. They're at close range. If they're close, it's clear what's going on. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But where there's no smoke, because one didn't give them Hasra, so how do you know what's going on? To assume, you don't know. You could assume, and it's a healthy assumption. It's positive, it's probably almost a double poshu that they were actually mizana, but if you didn't see it, you can't ask it. If you didn't see it, you can't ask that. Al Kapanim, that's the opinion of the Baha. Again, the Rosh rejects that opinion and says it can't be. This teretz is the truth of the native Yehuda, but again, this Talin and Machlaid is the Baha and the Rosh. The Rosh does bring another opinion, the opinion of the Shultis, the Rav Achoi, that Issa Lebailo would also be Ayyide Edekir. The type of smoke signals, Edekir, suspicious things going on, that would ask in the Sugya that Rabbeinu Tam says is only Lebailo, would ask also Lebailo. He holds not like Rabbeinu Tam. It says in Suvah's Daf Test that Isha only becomes Asur Lebailo, Bikini Yustira. It's exactly a cost of Bikini Yustira. Says the Shilto is that only comes lafuke eid echod. We don't believe eid echod. Two eidim we believe. Or with this very clear, almost overwhelming evidence, clear evidence, you pass most things on pi clear evidence. Tasu nishu l'bayla that you could do al pi also al pi clear evidence. Again, it's machlek sapoiskin. What the Maram, the Rosh brings the Maram Rutenberg in this discussion, he says that Re'iyah Shtei Edim L'Divrei Kiyur is like Eid Echor after Kinyan Yestira. It's a Chiddush. Kinyan Yestira, they were warned not to go into a Mokoim Nistar together. Over there, the Halach is, if only an Eid Echor saw them being Nistar together, they're also. Why isn't Eid Echor Nemar? As a klal, Ein Dovah Shebeva Pox Mishnayim, Eid Echor is not Nemon, not to be Moitzimom, not to create or define Eid Dovah Shebeva. Because again, with this smoke, there was a kinui, severe. The level of evidence necessary to bring out an indictment is also a second time offender is always, I'm just using that as a marshal. Where there's clear, there was a kinui, the husband warned her not to be with that man, that means that there's clear evidence that there's something going on. Evidence, there's clear suspicion. If then there was a maisa, that maisa is not such a chiddush that it can't be proven al pi an eid echod. You don't need two edim, you only need an eid echod. What do we see? We see that kinyan yestira is considered as if this nus was seen. The same way we're saying that eid echor is also considered, it's considered strong evidence that this nus took place. It's as if we're seeing this nus. Why do I say it in this concept of seeing the znus? Because there's a discussion at Kareinim. What exactly is the halachic status of a suffix zayt? Means that we know that a woman was mizana, there are eidim that a woman was mizana, she becomes a tzilabailo. The halach is over there, she has din of arayis to asra of the tzor. Back to Yevomis. A suffix zayt, where a woman only became also because she was Kinui, she was after Kinui Stira. There's a discussion over there. The Rambam holds that she does not pater her tzara. Why? We it's not the pshat that we have a suffix whether she has a din of a soita, whether she's asur labaila. In that case, misuffic, you shouldn't be able to be miyabim her tzara. The halacha is according to the Rambam that even bevada you can be miyabim the tzara. Why? Explains to Chaim that the pshat is b'emes and there is no such thing as a suffix isha asur. Every woman has a cheskes heter. If it was a suffix, we would have to go lekula. The Torah created a new din called kinyan yestira. It's a new halachic reality called kinyan yestira. We don't have evidence. Be'etzim, it flies against the halachas of what to do when there's a suffix. Normally, in a case of suffix, we go b'as chazaka. The Torah created a new halachic category called suffix soita. That suffix soita does not have a din of a soita mi suffix. It's a soita suffix. So Memela, she does not pater the tzara because she doesn't have a din of an erva. She's a new category. It's a new chiddush haTorah. She doesn't pater her tzara. If that's the case, then we could bring this back to Edekiur. If we use the kinyan yestira as the model of saying, look, this smoke, the husband already warned her not to be with this fellow. They were seen now going into a private place. What does that mean? That says it's as if we see them being mizana. We nem on that they were mizana. At least the suffer, we nem on a good chance they were mizana. We ask her labailo. I understand that ADQ is the same thing. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's something going on. There's rumors. They've been seen together. We ask her labailo. We ask her labailo, and the opinion of the shirutas is not such a chiddush. Even though it's not like a benetam, it's not such a chiddush. We see in the Torah that whenever there's empirical, clear evidence that a woman, something was going on, we ask her in the Bible, and that's used as a precedent for the din of Edik Yur. However, if we say that the din of Suffolk Soita is not the regular din, Bad Samanisha has a cheskes at the Bible. Suffolk Soita is a new Chiddush HaTorah called Kinesti, it's part of the parasha of Soita, has no bearing with regular Hilchos Sveikas. Okay? That's only Mashakos of HaTorah, Bikini Vistira. Kiur, rumors, evidence, data that was collected, whatever was seen by a private eye that was snooping the investigator that was hired by the husband, that type of thing doesn't hold up. Doesn't have a din of seeing their eyes. The Cheskes Heter still holds up. Who says you can ask her? Maybe that's a machlaik so many times in the Shultis. But this is a real machlaikis. What's interesting is that in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in these halachis, the Ramah is machmir and edik kiur only if there are no children. A woman, Rachman al-Tzlan, was there were rumors that she was engaged in a relationship with another man. We would force the husband to divorce her if there are children. We don't want the children to be involved because there's a shayla of throwing stones on them that they shouldn't be mamzerim. The shayla of ruining a family's reputation. Over there, we will not make the husband divorce his wife. We'll be making like a menatam. How do you straddle both sides of the fence? The Goyin says that there's a pshara here. The pshara is that it's a suffix with a paskin like. The Ramah is machmir lechatchila. B'di'evit, if we're talking about somebody else's life, the Ramah is machmir on the woman. Ramah is machmir on the husband also. Where there's a family involved, there the Ramah decided not to be machmir. So klech achro, that only the heilige Ramah could have. Where there are children involved, there the Ramah paskin lekula, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Ramah at least paskins that you go lekula, you would not make the husband divorce his wife. She'd be only also leboyalo, like the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.